The document is the culmination of probably 5 years' work that has been undertaken by party representatives across rural Ireland. Now, rural Ireland is a funny term. In Dublin, I think everybody outside the M50 lives in rural Ireland, and most people in rural Ireland don't actually realise that they're part of it because they consider it to be something in relation to agriculture or whatever the case may be. But the reality is that this country is suffering from massive regional disparities. If you look at, for example, the European constituency that I'm standing in, there are 15 counties. The next constituency to us has one county. So that highlights in very stark terms that there is an imbalance. When you travel throughout counties like Donegal, like I am today, you will see at first hand the lack of infrastructure in relation to roads, no rail network, the poor broadband facilities, the support for entrepreneurs trying to set up businesses. There is very much an urban-rural divide. And what our document sets out is a discussion, first and foremost, as to some of the measures that we think need to be put in place to address that.
Because that's it. With respect, we all know what the problems are. Most people are actually living them on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. It's how are they going to be addressed? How can we start making inroads?
Yeah, and it's about investment, and it's about government taking brave decisions. So it is about providing broadband. It is about providing roads, and not just roads that lead to Dublin, but roads that lead through the regions and to different regions, particularly along the West Coast. It's also about providing incentives and supports for entrepreneurs, for people who want to establish businesses. It's about ensuring that the services and facilities that are in place, such as post offices, our health services, local community facilities, that they are kept in place, that they're secured. And it's also then about being brave in contemplating and imagining how rural Ireland can be improved. Because if Dublin didn't have a rail network, if it didn't have broadband facilities, if it didn't had such a high quality of infrastructure, well, then the IDA would find it difficult to attract business to go there too. The reason that there is a problem with foreign direct investment, for example, coming to the periphery regions is because the facilities aren't there. So let's provide the facilities and let's ensure that our young people have reason to remain in their home communities.
Who do you want to be discussing this? Is it the decision makers? Is it the people affected?
Yes, primarily we want the decision makers to listen. We want government to take action. But we want this discussion to be much wider than that. We want communities to engage. We want communities to tell us the deficiencies that are in this document, what parts of it they support, if there are parts of it they think are unworkable, or if they think that there are things that can be improved upon. This is a work in progress, and this will be something that will be ongoing. The failure to adequately address the development within the regions has been going on for a couple of hundred years now, and it's been getting worse as time has gone on. The disparities are more glaring by the year. So it's not going to be solved overnight. This is going to take time, but I think that what it needs now is immediate action, and it needs to be considered an immediate priority by government.
And finally, yourself, your own challenge is trying to get a message across, trying to connect with people over such a broad area. How's that going?
Yeah, as I said, the constituency is made up of 15 counties. I'm in Donegal today, meeting with community groups, meeting with business organisations, meeting with people on the ground who are providing services to communities here in Donegal. I started off on this track, coming to counties like Donegal and others to learn what the issues are, but I'm quickly learned that the issues are very much the same across
and
the 15 counties.
What's your background?
I have been a county councillor in Monaghan for the last 14 years. I'm a father of four. I'm a young candidate, but I believe I can bring forward a fresh impetus to Europe. I think we have been failed as a region at a European level. We have four MEPs who have two things in common. They are very nice people in their own right, but they've been absolute failures when it comes to representing the concerns and the needs of these communities. They've seen themselves first and foremost as Europe's representatives in Ireland. I want to be an MEP who sees my job as being the representative of the Irish people in Europe.